It's been a tricky summer for a lot of frontline service workers. More than 60% are reporting in a survey they've experienced customer rage since November. Such behaviour, defined as aggressive, abusive, physically intimidating language or actions, where does this come from and how can businesses deal with it? For a consumer analyst perspective, Barry Urquhart of Marketing Focus joins me now. Hi, Barry.
Good morning, Jenny.
So is this a phenomenon? Is it an increase of customer rage at the moment?
There has been forever this kind of subterranean type situation of annoyance, frustrations, particularly with the now consumers. But for the last 2 years with the pandemic, the context is such now that people are annoyed, frustrated, exasperated, and they have become far more articulate and expressive. So it's more conspicuous rage rather than its presence that has been long-standing across the board.
Ah, that's very interesting. So, you know, having to do these QR code check-ins, having retail operators being police, essentially. But I like to think that maybe this all started when we heard that that quote, customer is king. Are we making customers more entitled?
Well, they always believe they're king. And as some people say to me, well, Barry, you've written the two largest selling books in Australasia on customer service. Is the customer always right? Well, there's a very simple answer to that. No. But they are always the customer. And they've got the money in their pocket, and your intent as the retailer and the service provider is to take the money from the pocket of the consumer and put it in your pocket. So the customer is never always right, but they are never, ever wrong. So that's the sort of thing that we've got to look at. It's all about empathy, understanding, and I think therein lies the issue. It's not just about the sale and the transaction and getting them through very quickly. It's understanding and developing a relationship that is fundamental. And with, you know, customer rage, the relationships are being fractured, and therefore repeat business, referral business, and the conversion of potential into real sales is falling away precipitously.
All right. So is it possible to win over the customer from hell?
Yes, there is no question about that. Because interestingly enough, and this is the interesting phenomenon, and we've done a lot of research on this, when there is the consumer confronting the service provider and they are the customer from hell, very seldom is the issue at hand the issue. Let me give you an example. So, you know, all of a sudden they've been waiting 7, 8, 9, or 10 minutes and they're annoyed, frustrated, and they really offload. Now, interestingly enough, that same consumer, male, female, or couple, well may have left home having had a domestic. Mm. They may have encountered road rage. They may have found difficulty finding a car parking bay or arriving at the location. They've now discovered that their mobile phone has been misplaced. They don't know where that is, or they're looking for their credit card. So in many instances, this is the straw that has broken the camel's back. Therefore, it's an important situation that the service provider needs to listen, not be defensive, not being interruptive, because if you interrupt the person with rage, it's an invitation to say, oh, and another thing, and they go on and on and on. So active listening, passive, eye contact, and then allow them to express all of their vented up, you know, built up frustrations and annoyances, and eventually you will see a physical transformation. There will be this expelling of air, because the customer from rage will say, I feel so much better for having got that off my chest. And my goodness, they actually listen, because many people believe that the businesses today aren't listening.
Barry, I totally agree with you. I love a good challenge when it comes to an angry person sometimes, not every day, but I love to get people on side and actually show empathy and try to, you know, get them on board with what I'm all about. But sometimes I feel like businesses should be able to put their foot down and say, we should not have to tolerate this, and there's a certain way that you should be speaking to our staff and respecting us.
Absolutely. Respect is the critical word. That's a very astute use of the English language. So when they become physically intimidating, when they become aggressive, abusive, that's inappropriate. And they can be brought to account and say, sir, if that is the case, then what we would suggest that you do is that you take yourself and your business elsewhere. Now, that will confront a lot of people, because they believe all their rights will be taken out from under them, and then it becomes positional power and personal power. When you address a person in a personal situation like that, it confronts their personal standing, and they retreat and recall very, very quickly. So, yes, you have the right to say, well, hold on, that's inappropriate, you've overstepped the mark, and I would ask that you leave the business. Now, more particularly, anyone else in earshot who is the customer would respect that, endorse it, and applaud your actions.
So do you think that, you know, going to particular areas, you know, going up to the Adelaide Hills and going to certain spots or through along the Murray River, there's some great cafes and areas where people know that they'll get a certain type of service. Do you think that that's a real attractor when it comes to consumer behaviour, Barry? Do you think that that's something that maybe more businesses could be looking at, the way customers know that they'll be treated when they go to a certain shop?
Jenny, that is a great question and an invaluable insight into consumer behaviour, because customer service at the cutting edge is managing expectations. When you tell people what to expect, there's more complaints about variability of service than what there is actually about the standards of service. So what you need to do is to be disciplined, structured and consistent, because consumers want consistency, continuity and above all else, peace of mind. You develop a relationship and it encourages them, one, to become an advocate, become an ambassador for you, your brand and your people, and they become repeat loyal customers. Now, there is a word that is not actually thrown around all that much. People are saying increasingly in business, why is it that our customers aren't as loyal as what they used to be? It comes down to the customers from Rage, the customers aren't being understood. Yeah, and more importantly, the service providers. Interestingly enough, in one of the two books I wrote on customer service, Serves You Right, we found that only 23% of Australians have the right psychological profile to be a good service provider. Uh-huh. Therefore, there's a key message. One, recruit for attitude, not aptitude. Everyone can be developed into a service provider with training, but don't think it comes naturally. And then you need to support them, endorse them, and actually develop them in that type of situation. Once you have that, people really do appreciate it, and that builds up relationships. And like the one time that, you know, when I used to lecture at Curtin University, we would talk, it's the lifetime value of the customers. Today, with digital, with online social media, in many instances, the lifetime of a customer in a relationship is transaction by transaction. That's very labor-intensive, costly, and it really is a squeeze on margins, profitability, and overall the economic viability of a business.
Thanks so much for your insight today, Barry Urquhart.
Jenny, thank you for the opportunity.